This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. NPR has learned U.S. and Israeli officials plan to meet virtually today to continue discussions on a planned Israeli invasion of Rafah. This comes after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled an earlier Israeli delegation that was to visit Washington in order to discuss a possible alternative to the attack. Health authorities in Gaza say one of the enclave's key hospitals, Al-Shifa, is badly damaged. The Israeli military has completed a two-week offensive, saying Hamas was using the hospital as a main center. Hamas has rejected this. NPR's Jane Araf tells us there are reports of deaths at the hospital.
The UN's World Health Organization says at least 21 patients died during that military operation. Gaza health officials say they were prevented from evacuating patients and staff from the badly damaged complex, where there's already a severe shortage of medicine, medical supplies, and even drinking water. Israel says it was not responsible for any patient deaths.
NPR's Jane Araf reporting. Three advocacy groups are challenging a new Florida election law that puts restrictions on voter registration organizations. Tristan Wood of member station WFSU reports suits from the Florida NAACP, Florida League of Women Voters, and the Hispanic Federation are set to be heard today in federal court.
Each suit is taking a different issue with the legislation, which bans non-citizens and individuals with certain felony convictions from handling applications. Groups can be fined each year up to $250,000 for violations. Civil rights attorney Cesar Ruiz is on the Hispanic Federation case. He says the law violates the First Amendment rights to speech and assembly.
Their ability to run their programs, their ability to engage with the Latinx community, with the Hispanic community, and all of that is deeply impacted and affects their ability to carry out their mission.
The law is one of many that emerged from Republican-led states following the 2020 election. For NPR News, I'm Tristan Wood in Tallahassee.
Stocks opened mixed this morning amid news of a manufacturing rebound in China. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow slipped about 170 points in early trading.
China's manufacturing output expanded in March for the first time in 6 months. Chinese factories are cranking up again after being shuttered for the Lunar New Year. A modest rebound in manufacturing output could give a lift to the world's second largest economy. A suspected data breach has resulted in millions of AT&T customers' personal data being compromised. The telecommunications company says social security numbers and passcodes for more than 70 million current and former customers were discovered on the dark web. AT&T says it's notifying the affected people and investigating how it happened. And UPS is getting a lift. The company announced it will replace rival FedEx as the primary air cargo carrier for the U.S. Postal Service. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. Officials in Baltimore are getting ready to open a temporary channel into the port of Baltimore. Ship traffic was shut down after a cargo vessel crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge last week, collapsing it and killing six people. There's no timeline on when the alternate channel for ships could open. The Final Four in men's college basketball is set. Alabama will play UConn next Saturday after both teams won games in the Elite Eight. Pat Duggins of Alabama Public Radio reports on the semifinal matchups.
Purdue will play North Carolina State in the other Final Four game. Alabama will make its first ever appearance in the semifinals when it faces defending champs UConn. Alabama head coach Nate Oates says the team earned its slot with teamwork after shaking off a slow start Saturday night against Clemson.
They just keep playing together. I mean, I've got multiple guys telling me to keep other guys in the game, and there's been no selfishness in this four-game run, and different guys have stepped up.
While Alabama is making its first appearance in the Final Four, it was 44 years ago when Purdue last got that far. NC State last made the cut in 1983. For NPR News, I'm Pat Duggins in Tuscaloosa.
In the women's NCAA bracket, the last games in the women's Elite Eight are being played tonight. One of them is the anticipated rematch between LSU and Iowa. Last year, LSU prevailed in the national championship. The winner of the LSU-Iowa game will advance to the Final Four. So will the winner of the other women's game tonight between UConn and USC. North Carolina State and undefeated South Carolina have already advanced to the Final Four. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.